On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. B. Scott's in the building. Is Texans report, and he... I'm still ready to turn the page to the Titans, but still a little wild by that comeback. You cover this team. You've been a fan of this team. What was your feeling from that? Were you happy, excited? Like, what's your takeaway from the 29-10 comeback in the fourth quarter?
Well, of course, I was happy and excited for everybody that was involved and for the Texans. I was more so on my own, just relieved. Because I'm going to be honest, man, I was not convinced that they were going to win the game until Trevor Lawrence was stripped at the end and Sheldon Rankins takes it in. Will Anderson, I think, is the one with the strip.
Oh, you thought 30 seconds was
too long. Look, I thought that it was still possible that they could make something happen, even with the defense, with the Texans defense being better than the Jaguars offense. I think somebody has said this earlier in the week that, man, the Texans just don't be on the right side of that history. Now, they can be up high and be the ones like the Jaguars to lose the game, but normally they're not the one that's coming from behind, and especially late in the fourth quarter and being on the right side of that game. And you could still see where the window was open for the Jaguars to go down there and capitalize.
Yeah. But then we've
seen it, but they shoot themselves in the foot a time or two. And then, of course, you get that big play at the end that actually solidifies it. But, man, even as they are outplaying the Jaguars, I think thoroughly outplaying the Jaguars, certainly through the second half, but for some parts even in the first half, they're thoroughly outplaying them. I still did not feel like they were going to win that game until they actually won it.
Yeah, you know, you can't help but think about the way the Denver game ended. You can't think about help but wonder about the Tampa Bay game ended. It's just one of those where, you know, that defense, it's like a dam waiting to break. I mean, they're really, really, really good, but damn, how much pressure can you put on them for four quarters against good football teams before they break? And look, I'll be honest with you, B. Scott, this was a week, too, where them old referees down the stretch were on our side, too, now.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we got a couple of calls on the defense, and we got a couple of calls offensively that put us in some really good spots when we needed it the most.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple of calls that went in. I thought that the Jaguars also had a call or two where there's like a makeup call where they get called for a pass interference that wasn't one, but then they actually do one and it doesn't get called. Yeah. So I thought there was a little bit of overcorrecting or some correcting there. But at the same time, and the most impressive thing about what the Texans were actually doing was the fact that they were able to run the ball with some consistency in a way that I have not seen them do. Like I remember after the game, we still get, after every game, you probably get this too, Clint, on the post game. Where's Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Where's Joe Mixon? Where's Joe Mixon?
On the escalator behind B. Scott.
And look, it's a relevant question, I think, every time. But it was the first game that I really came away from it feeling like, you know what? They don't have a running back like Joe Mixon. I prefer to have him. But I actually, for the first time, really feel good about the combination, not just the running backs, But the running game overall, yeah, how they were able to displace people at times at the line of scrimmage, especially in the second half, I think Davis Mills and Nico Collins got a lot of credit for what they did, and Dalton Schultz got a lot of credit. But man, I think a lot of that starts with, 16-yard run to start a drive with Nick Chubb. And why is he able to do that? Because he's got 2 to 3 yards to work with before he even gets downfield. Like, there was a lot of that in the second half that I think was a little bit unsung. If they can tap into it, if it's any kind of consistency, they're still, it feels like they're still going to rotate guards if they get the opportunity. So, like, if they actually figure that part out, there were some encouraging signs about what they did, even if I felt like it was unlikely.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that part kind of goes, flies under the radar, because there was so much, like, wow factor with the way they won the game is the run game. How much of that do you think carries over to the next game?
Yeah, no, I think that's the big – so in this game, I feel like it could be pretty good against the Titans that you can still, even if it's not the run game, that you should be able to get your passing game going, even if you just commit to it, right? Like, yeah, we talked about this when they played the Seahawks on Monday Night Football a few weeks ago, how they weren't necessarily running it that effectively until they played the Texans. They weren't necessarily running it that effectively, but they were running it a lot and almost, yeah, more than anybody, and they were absolutely committed to it, whether they ran it well or not. And that kind of opened things up for their passing game, which was mad explosive and has been mad explosive. So I think that the Texans can actually tap into that, even if they don't necessarily run the ball as effectively as they did against the Jags, against the Titans. I think they can still tap into some, because the Titans are not necessarily as strong on the back end.
B. Scott's joining us with us on his Texans report. Like he said, did you come away from that feeling different about Nick Caley? Right, Nick Caley all last week. And I give it to him. He talked about, yeah, we got to make some changes. There's got to be some things that are different. And things look different, particularly in short yardage. There were different approaches at the goal line. Clint used the word elite from what he watched on the film from the offensive coordinator. Did you come away from that feeling differently about Nick Caley?
I would say not a whole lot differently, but also with the caveat that I wasn't really one of the ones that was crushing Nick Caley as much as everybody else the week before. Like, I thought the goal line stuff in the Denver game was inexcusable and bullheaded and ridiculous, but also understood why they thought they should be able to do it, because a lot of football-minded people view themselves as, hey, if I can't get a yard, what are we out here doing to begin with if my offensive, yeah, line can't displace? So I understand sort of the ill-sighted, the misguided nature of that. I wasn't really going to kill him for that, even though those plays weren't very bad. But I thought outside of that, isolated from the goal line play calling, I didn't think that the play calling was, on my top five list of problems for the Texans in that game. So I didn't go into the game to begin with a horrible view of him. But I do think that it's obvious that he made an adjustment, that he saw, hey, things need to be a little bit different. Maybe when we're at the goal line, the playbook shrinks, the element of surprise shrinks, and they kind of know what we're going to do. Maybe we do something a little different. Maybe we play more so to our strengths and run it to the outside. You see they did that with Woody Marks. You see that Davis Mills obviously scrambled and got to the outside. Like, they did not try to do the thing that didn't work the week before. So shout out to him for at least doing something better than he did the week before.
I'm with you on the – I thought the Denver game was significantly better outside the obvious issues on the goal line. I thought the Denver game was significantly better than 15 points. I thought it was significantly better than the kind of the rap it had gotten, because it was one more week of the offense not putting up points, not putting up enough points, and not being timely and being able to move the ball and produce. But it was better. So I look at it, B. Scott, this is 2 weeks in a row where I think the offense, and Nick Caley in particular, has gotten better. And now you got the Tennessee Titans, which it should be 3 weeks in a row where you've gotten better.
Yeah.
One thing that was interesting, I think, from last week, B. Scott, is that they did a lot of good, obviously, but the youngsters got involved. Higgins and Marks were a big part of what was going on. Noel played a lot of snaps, didn't have a bunch of touches, but played a lot of snaps, made one big play. But the youngsters seemed to really get into a rhythm this week. When your guys like Christian Kirk didn't, and when your guys like Xavier Hutchinson didn't, to see that youth movement and those guys have success was big.
So last week when I was in here, I said that the only thing that the Texans offense had going for itself was the element of surprise. Because when the playbook shrink and when the down and distance and circumstance kind of dictate
what – You talked to Caley about this.
Yeah, so in my mind, that just meant when it come down to it, they were not good enough, clearly in that game, at least in the Denver game. I think whether that changes or not has a lot to do with how these young players that Clint is talking about, how they develop. Do they become, do they emerge, do they improve in a way that changes the complexion of the team back when they weren't getting involved, whether that was because they weren't ready or because the coaching staff didn't see it. It doesn't matter at this point. But if they are now ready or now decided to be ready by the coaching staff and they actually go out there and produce and are able to do things for you that they have not been doing in previous games or have not been given the chance to do in previous games, I think that changes the complexity of the team. Because like you think about how much differently do you feel about the team overall as much as you might feel great about the comeback? Well, to me, they're largely the same team. In a lot of ways, they're worse because they're injured. They've been without their quarterback. They're losing one of their key defensive players. And so these younger players that's been on the team that we've been clamoring for to have more opportunities, do they get those opportunities and do they make the most of the opportunities, to your point, like they did in this Jaguars game?
Clint believes there is at least serious internal conversations about the offensive line and where they go forward with the play of Trent Brown, with the play of Patterson. And now it looks like today, as we see the return of Titus Howard and Ed Ingram back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Do you think that there is a possibility we see changes in that offensive line, potentially a Trent Brown in there? Any thoughts of that?
Bruh, they put in a dude on Sunday.
I don't want to talk
that
about
that. Ain't none of us ever seen. Ain't never now seen.
Did
you, or
anybody
heard
else see him in training camp or anything?
No.
I didn't know he was on the practice squad.
No.
And I can get you 7-8 practice squad guys right here, right off the top of my head. I didn't have 62.
Nah. I got Eli Cox. I got, I had Jared Kingston. I sent a note to Reggie like, hey, man, I think y'all should look out for Jared Kingston. That might be the sixth offensive lineman if Blake Fisher has to go. He's inactive. And then they put out somebody that I swear on my life, I'd never seen before in my life. Never seen him. So to your question, could they put out Trent Brown, who went out there and gave you good tape and has won been a Super Bowl champion and they're familiar with and probably trust? Yeah, they could do that. Now, what does that mean for Titus Howard? Is he at right guard? Is he at left guard? Left guard seems to be the most obvious play because he's played there before and it's been a turnstile. Do they feel like that's the best way to use him? You know, like, there's a couple of different things that they could do, but can you predict it? Nah, because they went out there and put a dude on the field that we ain't never seen before.
But you think they're
yeah. No, I think Clint's on to something.
B. Scott, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't – if it were just good tackle play, it wouldn't even cross my mind. But what he's capable of doing, just because of how big he is, I mean, he just swallows guys.
Yeah, he's humongous.
It's just like when you do that – like, he just – like, we don't have anybody up front that can eliminate a defensive player from a play. Like, again, I don't know what Ron was talking about. Like, well, what about a speed rusher? Well, I agree. I have no idea. But I know this. Even if it's, you know, if he gets beat three or four times, if the other times he eliminates a dude from a run play or a pass play, like just completely eliminates him from being a guy that could collapse the pocket, like nobody else has shown the ability to do. That's the part to me that's hard to get out of my mind. Right? In a run block or when he's handing somebody off on a double team, it's like, hey, it's a big-ass defensive tackle. And we've been, you know, we've talked about it for 2 years now. We've struggled with those double teams. Hell, they've even acknowledged it and talked about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like, hey, boom, hey, Juice, here you go, bro. Boop, and goes to the next level. Like, it's the ability to do that just changes so much up front, man. And so that's the part I can't get out of my mind about what you do.
Yeah, no, everything that I was talking about earlier about how they're 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, 3 yards past the line of scrimmage before either of these guys makes their jump cut. Do want to point out Nick Chubb looked a lot more explosive in that game than I expected him to look as well. But before they could even make their jump cut, there's 2 or 3 yards of space to operate with. And it's hard to separate that with the first time that you saw Trent Brown out there and what he was able to do. He was an instrumental part of that and piece of that. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, I like him in the run game.
Yeah, that pass game is going to be rough. That pass game because you're going to have to compensate for it some way or another.
Yeah, I thought 4-4 was a good matchup for him.
Yeah, but also, they ain't got no left guard to speak of. Or do they?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.